From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in the U.S., Yemen, and elsewhere are searching for those responsible for an alleged plot to mail bombs from Yemen to synagogues in the Chicago area. One was found aboard a cargo plane that stopped in Dubai. Police there said today that the bomb contained the powerful explosive used in the failed underwear plot to bomb a Detroit-bound airliner last Christmas, and they say it bears the hallmarks of al-Qaeda. In Britain, explosives experts are still examining a device found on a UPS plane from Yemen that stopped in England en route to the U.S. Here's Larry Miller in London.
After the reported tip-off to British intelligence in the Middle East, cargo was removed from the plane at East Midlands Airport. The first search found a printer cartridge with white powder and protruding wires, but tested negative for explosives. A second search uncovered explosives concealed in a printer connected to a cell phone. British Home Secretary Theresa May.
The suspect package originated in Yemen. It was removed for examination by forensic experts. I can say at this stage that it did contain explosive material, but it is not yet clear whether it was a viable explosive device.
The Guardian newspaper reports once UK police found the package, the president's office was notified within 7 minutes. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama plans to stick to a busy campaign schedule this weekend, even as he gets regular updates about the suspected terrorist plot. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama says counterterrorism professionals are taking all necessary steps to protect the American people after two packages containing explosives were intercepted on their way from Yemen to Chicago. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama is on top of the investigation, but he's not cutting short his efforts to get out the vote in the final days before the midterm election.
We are taking this threat very seriously. At the same time, he is not, and I don't think the American people should, have any reason to change the way they go about their lives or change their schedule.
The two packages addressed to Chicago synagogues were discovered in England and Dubai. Yemen, where they originated, is home to an active al-Qaeda affiliate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
NATO says insurgents have tried to storm a combat outpost in eastern Afghanistan. The attack overnight set off a battle that left at least 30 militants dead and five coalition service members wounded. The attack took place in Paktika province, where nearly all NATO forces are from the U.S. military. A statement says the insurgents struck from all sides and that aircraft dropped three bombs to help repel them. All four passengers on a French helicopter that crashed in rough weather in Antarctica earlier this week have been confirmed dead. A statement from Australian rescuers says another helicopter flew to the crash site today and recovery operations are underway. This is NPR News. New alarms today in Indonesia. Mount Merapi has erupted again. Officials say today's powerful blast claimed another victim, bringing the death toll since the first eruption earlier this week to at least 35. Thousands have been evacuated. On the other side of Indonesia, aid workers have resorted to airdropping food and other supplies to survivors of the tsunami that struck this week. Government agencies have pulled back boats and grounded helicopters because of violent weather. The tsunami killed more than 400 people, and thousands are homeless. China's government is trying to ease U.S. concerns that it is using exports of rare earth minerals as a negotiating tool. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Hanoi, frictions between the U.S., Japan, and China are looming over a summit of East Asian leaders.
A U.S. official briefed reporters on condition of anonymity about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's talks with Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi. The official said Yang told Clinton that China wishes to be a reliable supplier of rare earth minerals and that it doesn't want to see the issue cause further problems. China produces around 97% of the world's rare earth, which is used in various high-tech products. Clinton and Yang also discussed a visit to Washington early next year by President Hu Jintao and a simmering dispute between China and Japan over the Diaoyu or Senkaku Islands. Rancor over that issue caused Japan and China to cancel a meeting yesterday between their prime ministers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hanoi.
Major League Baseball's World Series resumes tonight. The San Francisco Giants are taking a 2-0 lead over the Texas Rangers. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.